Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 34. Hello there, everyone! Thank you for downloading this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm recording this on a Sunday, January 8th still, yeah, it's pretty late, almost midnight, wow. Anyway, so it's been a busy weekend for me. I've been out with friends and watched a lot of movies, and it's been fun. So what did I watch? I watched Hostel yesterday, and today we watched Blood Rain. And, well, first, let me tell you about Hostel. It's a very violent movie, and it's supposed to be European in the setting, and it's really violent with a lot of blood gushing and stuff. For me, Saw and Saw 2, if you guys I've seen those movies. It's more violent than for me. It's more gory, and those have more twists. But here, Hostel, it doesn't have that storyline that I was kind of expecting, and it's really like a real slasher movie. And if you guys are gonna watch it, though, you gotta watch it with your friends, okay? So don't watch it alone, or you'll be screaming like a girl. And then this afternoon we watched Blood Rain. It's a terrible, terrible movie. I don't like it at all, and the terrible dialogues. Oh gosh, and the fight scenes were not at all good. It's just lame, too lame. The sex scene was uncalled for. I don't know. I don't know who's the writer in this one. I don't really like it at all. It's bad. But now that's what we've been doing the whole weekend: watching movies, and just hanged around with at the bars. But I'll tell you more in a bit. And for the meantime, I have some topics for you guys. Last January 2nd, I went with a small group of friends to the Museum of Fine Arts of Houston to see the Basquiat exhibit. It was a great experience. I saw a lot of griot art by Jean-Michel Basquiat. It's really good to see modern art that depicts present life and present living of most people. For me, it's the first of its kind in the 21st century that really tells a story that I can pretty much relate to. When we were there at the exhibit, there were these computers that let you do some digital artwork. We played around with it. I drew some art lines and stuff for me. We all did. We did our art there. Drew some stuff, some griot-like artwork. Then we submitted it, and maybe they'll have our art online next time or something. Anyway, check out the website at basquiatonline.org to see some of Basquiat's artwork. I feel sad because last Saturday a partner left for New Orleans, and he has to help out in registration in school, and school starts on the 16th. So I feel sad about that because, you know, we're pretty much back to our long distance relationship. We've been together for, you know, more than 3.5 years, and I go to New Orleans, he comes to Houston, you know, and it's been working well, very well. And then when Katrina came last August, and he had to, you know, evacuate New Orleans, so we've been living together for a long time, since August. And now, things are going back to normal, I guess, in New Orleans. He's going back, and probably we'll be seeing each other again every week, every other week, every other 2 weeks. So I'm looking forward to visit him again in New Orleans on the 21st. And yeah, probably I'll podcast when I'm in New Orleans that time. But after that, probably we'll see each other again at the IBR. So we'll see. What is this I'm hearing about fishing for bears in bear runs? You know, bringing a fishing rod or a string or something and put a donut at the end and reel it down the hallway from the balcony and try to catch some bears that way. I heard about this yesterday. I found it so funny. And whenever I think about it, I am surprised at you guys doing that. Oh my goodness. I can't believe you would do that in a bear run, fishing for bears that way. God, shame on you guys. So, what should I bring? Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
My feature for this episode on Woof, What a Bear is Jeff. And he's more known as STP Bear in Bear 411 and other websites. He also goes by Bear Jeff. And I had an interview with him last Thursday. It was good chatting with him. So here's my interview with him.
Hello, everyone. I'm now here with Jeff. He's STP Bear in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, say hello to everyone, Jeff.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey. All right. So, why STP Bear? You've been using STP Bear as your profile name. And why STP Bear?
Well, it really stems back is growing up, I was, you know, when I was in high school and things like that, my favorite band, Stone Temple Pilots, they came out in the early 90s and they became my favorite band. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've always wanted to, I guess, because I know basically all the albums and things like that, and all the songs and stuff. So it was just kind of like, well, even though at the time people would have considered me more a cub than a bear, I kind of put them together, STP for Stone Temple Pilots, and then Bear together, and that's where I got STP Bear.
So do you think there's going to be a Velvet Revolver Bear or something?
No. No one can take away Stone Temple Pilots from me.
Yeah.
You know, they've got, you know, I mean, all the albums got, you know, 5 great albums and a greatest hits album, so 6 albums total. So, you know, I have that to listen to, so
yeah,
it's all good.
I remember, yeah, I really like Stone Temple back then when Plush came out. I remember that time. You even sang that at Bear Watch. Remember?
What?
You sang that at
Bear
Watch.
That's right, I did. Yes, because they didn't, I remember because at Bear Watch, what was it, Bear Watch 2002, they didn't actually have it on for karaoke, so I went out to my car and grabbed the CD. Popped it in, and that's what I sang. So.
Yeah, that was Bear Watch. Was 4 years ago. Gosh, when you were still in
Houston. I know.
So
yes, and you won me in the auction.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bear auction.
Yep, I won you over $80. Oh my God! Yeah, but it's for a good cause, of course. It was fun, and you and I drank Smirnoffs, and I know you still like Smirnoffs, don't you?
Smirnoff's good. I guess also my real drink of choice now is coconut rum and Dr. Pepper.
I see. Oh, okay.
Very good.
That's new. So
I kind of made it myself.
Yeah.
But everyone I introduced to it loves it, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me see. You've been to Houston. What cities have you been? I mean, what cities have you lived in before or...
I kind of give this to everybody. Here's in a nutshell.
Okay.
I grew up in Schaumburg, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. And then in 1995, I went off to school in Kansas. I went to Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 97, when my parents found out that I was gay, when they yanked me out of school, moved back to Chicago and, you know, attempted to put things together, and that did not work. So then I lived in a couple. So I stayed with a couple friends in Romeoville, and then I actually lived downtown Chicago. And then in September of 97, moved down to Dallas. Lived in Dallas for a couple years. And then I took a brief stint in Atlanta for like 3 months. Came back to Dallas, and that's when I ended up with my first partner, Rick. And then he took a job in Detroit, so that took us all the way to Detroit.
Oh, wow.
And was there till 2002. Then moved down to Houston for 9 months, even though it seemed a lot longer.
Oh, yeah, I remember you were in the softball team too, huh?
Yes, the Trojans.
The Trojans. Good to be on that one. Mm-hmm.
and then in October of 2002, moved out to Tucson. And while I was in Tucson, I was dating James at the time because I'd met him, you know, when I lived in Houston. And James moved out to Tucson in August of 2000, and went to Phoenix in June of 2004. We bought a house up here. So,
wow.
So, yeah.
That's the history. Wow, you've been around.
Hey, that sounds bad.
I mean, well.
I'm just teasing.
you've moved around. How's that? Okay. You've moved around a lot. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
What do you do for work, by the way?
Right now, I am a network IT support analyst for a major male pharmaceutical company up in Scottsdale.
Wow. Keeps you busy, huh?
Oh, yeah. My hours right now are 4 a.m. to 1 p.m.
4 a.m.?
Yes, 4 a.m. So.
Oh, my God. I'm still sleeping by then. Gosh.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, I mean, hey, you know, I mean, it's one of those jobs where it's, you know, it's very rewarding and, you know, I can deal with getting up early, especially for the pay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, but so that's why you're only available today at after 3 or something like that. Yeah, that's why.
Right, because I'll be going to bed here probably in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Oh,
so.
Okay. All right. You're in magazines too, right? And calendars.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I'll be honest, when I first started doing it, you know, James will even tell me, he had to keep me at a level head, because it was one of those things where it's something new, and your head kind of honestly gets a little big, and he kept me grounded, which was really cool. But now it's kind of like, you know, I try to keep it low-key. But yeah, I was, if people don't remember, I was on the Bear Films calendar on the cover for 2003, 2004, and I was on it for 2005, just in a little area on that. I was also on Bear Films as Fantasy Bear Jeff.
Okay.
Last year, I was in issue 19 of 100% Beef.
And 100% Beef, okay.
And I was on the cover of that.
Okay, when you did that, how did you feel? I mean, was it, were you nervous doing it, or you were, I'm quite sure, you know, it's a photo shoot, and how did you feel, being, you know, being out like that?
It was really quite different. It was something I was mulling over for a while, you know, it was something I discussed with James, you know, because I didn't want to make him upset, you know, it was something that we had talked about, and, you know, it got to a point where it was just like, if I wanted to do it, he said I could do it, and so, but I guess in the scheme of it all, if people want to know really what it's like for a photo shoot, it really depends on the photographer. I will tell you one thing, the photographer did not help. hopefully he won't get your podcast, but no. I doubt he will, but yeah, I mean, when they, you know, it helps if you have something to work with in terms of, you know, some stimuli, when you're doing a shoot like that, because you get nervous and things like that.
But
so,
don't you think you need a fluffer for that or something?
James tried helping.
Oh, okay.
He tried helping, but there's just some circumstances people cannot overcome.
All right, okay, I understand.
But no, all in all, it managed to work out for most of the pictures. Mm-hmm. It worked okay, and it was just one of those different things, because most people that know me, you know, from online, know me because of the uniforms and rubber and stuff like that, and so I had a lot of that with me, and so, I mean, you know, changing from one thing to another and to another, you know, and trying to get right lighting, you know, I never realized, I guess, totally how much went into it all. Uh-huh. Until I started doing, you know, like the bare film stuff and then the, you know, 100% beef.
I see.
So,
isn't it that you're doing some websites? You have some websites of your own? You can plug those. I mean, you have one at Bear Claws or something?
Yeah, there's one at bearclaws.net, which people have kept telling me I need to update it. I haven't updated it, like, in, honestly, 3 years. I mean, I've only got the guy to update the part because I don't have access to it at the moment.
Oh,
I only got to update the fact, you know, my age and stuff like that. But, you know, he hasn't updated with any of the updates that I did. So, but I'm in talks with one of my friends that works in Massachusetts about building a better website and things like that. So, mm-hmm. and possibly, you know, some ventures down the line, you know, that, you know, some people have talked to me about, you know, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, I don't know, just certain sites. So.
How about the Yahoo groups? Are you still moderating any? Or
Yes. Still have the Bears in Uniform Yahoo group and the Bears in Rubber Yahoo group. They're going really strong. There's over 1,000 members in each. I'm not as active as I'd like to as of lately, but, you know, I'm looking to change that and, you know, and get back in the fold again. Mm-hmm.
You like uniforms and rubber, huh?
Yes. I also like leather, but, you know, someone already had the Bears and Leather group, so I had to take something.
Oh, okay. Just taking care of that. Well, that's good. I mean, by the way, what other stuff do you do? I mean, of course, there's the bear stuff and the magazines and stuff. How about your usual hobbies?
Okay. I bowl a lot. Here in Phoenix, I'm on two gay bowling leagues, and they're a lot of fun. You know, I've met a lot of great people and things like that, and, you know, that's always fun. You know, when we have the opportunity to drive over and go scuba diving, or, you know, like a flat Hawaii, go scuba diving, like that. So it's one of those things where it's a hobby where I wish I could do that more, but unfortunately in the desert, you know, it's very lacking. So, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's something I always look forward to. I like going to the gym and really enjoy playing pickup basketball with people because, you know, people might think, you know, well, this, you know, somewhat big guy, you know, but I can get up and down the court pretty well, and I actually have a good 3-point shot. So.
I kind of miss playing basketball. It's been a long time, too. It's been a couple of years. That's pretty, because that's along with softball. Do you play in the softball league there, or is there one?
I have not gotten into a softball league as of yet. I've talked to some people about doing it, but right now, the way my schedule works, it isn't working for my schedule right now to do softball at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I see. So tell me, when are you guys planning any bear runs in the future that you're going to attend to?
We just did a lot, actually, last year. We did IBR last year. We did Bear Pride last year. We did the Bear Voyage Cruise.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you more about that. Yeah,
last November. It was quite interesting. And, you know, but upcoming, you know, we're pretty much, it's pretty much up in the air. We've talked about going back to IBR this year because a lot of our friends are going to be there. Mm-hmm. And that's still up in the air.
I see.
You know, a lot of it depends on flights and stuff like that. And, yeah. I mean, we can, both James and I can take time off work and stuff. But really what we were thinking about doing is going to a bear run that none of us had been to before, just to do something different, mm-hmm. you know, something out of the norm. So, you know, I mean, you know, we're definitely open to suggestions.
Yeah.
So.
I usually check out, sometimes I post upcoming bear runs for the next 2 weeks or the next month, So probably you can check out my website, and you can. I sometimes announce them which bear runs are coming up. But what's funny was during the holiday season, they're all most of the bear runs that I know are running in the UK or in Spain, or no one wants to do a bear run on the holidays. So
I know
I could understand that. Hey,
we had some friends of ours go over to Germany over Thanksgiving for the bear run there, and they said it was one of the best ones they've ever been to. So it was one of those things where I'd like to try that sometime.
How about you mentioned you were in Bear Voyage, so how did you like that?
It's definitely everyone has their own opinion on how the cruise went. I'm going to be honest. I thought Bear Films did a great job with the whole planning and everything, and a lot of the parties on the ship and stuff like that. The travel agency they went through was a little bit less to be desired, but that just happens, unfortunately. But all in all, if you want a quick synopsis of the vacation, it was party on the boat almost 24/7.
Wow.
There were about, I would say, 400 to 500 bear guys, and basically they gave us the whole back of the boat. And it was just a party almost every night. Two nights out of the trip, there was a cash bar where it was unlimited drinks for us for a whole hour. So obviously we all stocked up. Mm-hmm. And I don't even drink that much, but I stocked up.
Well, it's always occasional drinking. That's good, always.
Yeah, but we met lots of cool people. James and I made some great friends and stuff like that. It was, it was one of those things where it was right after Hurricane, I think it was Wilma. So we didn't get to actually disembark in Cozumel. We just anchored off and stuff. So that was kind of disappointing. But you looked at it and it was like, wow, it was pretty devastated and stuff like that.
Yeah, I heard.
Mm-hmm. And so then, and then basically it was, the next day, it was an 8-day cruise. Mm-hmm. We went to the Grand Caymans, and we signed up for the scuba excursion. And anyone who went on the scuba excursion will tell you it was hell. No. You picture in your mind Survivor, when they first get there, and they just throw them, you get off the boat now, and, you go to shore. It was kind of, okay, we got there to go on the dive boat, and the dive boat was already out in the water, so we had to carry all our heavy equipment over our heads into the ocean, where it's going up almost over our heads, at least for us short people, and we had to throw our stuff on there.
Oh, wow.
And needless to say, they didn't even have our air tanks ready. Mm-hmm. They didn't test the air quality on it. To make a long story short, we ended up only getting one dive in, and James decided he didn't want to dive because I almost didn't either, because we were all really upset with the dive company, mm-hmm. and we paid all this money for two dives. We ended up getting only one dive in, which was pretty cool, and I actually have some pictures of, if anyone's interested in some of the pictures, if you go to photos.yahoo.com/bearjeff, I have pictures out there from the cruise, and there's some other pictures out there too that from Gay Pride and all this other stuff that anyone can see if they want.
I'll put the link on that in the website. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so Bear Voyage must have been really good for you. It sounds like it's fun, even though you're saying that there are parts that you didn't like, but it sounds like so much fun already right there.
Oh yeah, there was the all night party till 6 in the morning in the presidential suite. There was all sorts of fun things that happened that James and I partook in. Mm-hmm. So it was definitely a fun 8 days. I know they said next year they're going to incorporate it where it goes. It's going to be going out of, I think, Port Canaveral, and it's going to they're going to incorporate it so you go to Bear Bust and then go to it, but for me, honestly, going to Bear Bus and then going on a cruise for 8 days, that's a little too much bear for me.
Well, I'm sure some people would do that. You know what? I'd like to do that one day with my partner, Mike. Probably we could I would like to offer us to go to a cruise, any kind of cruise, by that matter, because I've never been to one. So
they're definitely interesting. It was our first cruise, and I'll be honest, if you can get a balcony room, get a balcony room, because we had some friends that had an interior room, and they just felt claustrophobic the whole week. Mm-hmm. So they spent a lot of time in our room hanging out and then on the balcony, and it was really a lot of fun. I mean, they had a lot of activities. They had karaoke. We all did karaoke and stuff, and I did a song and stuff on there. It was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I mean, it was really a good trip. I mean, people want to know more. They can, I can let them know, more.
People.
I don't want to take up all the time, talking about, the Bear Voyage. So.
Yeah. Where can people email you, by the way?
I have the best email address to email me at is stpbear@cox.net, COX.net.
Okay. Okay. I hope you guys go and to IBR. Mike and I are going. We got our flights already. We're going to go to IBR. And I'm going to podcast there. I'm going to cover that. Hopefully I could get wireless internet there at the hotel, because I'm we will be at the Overflow Hotel, and hopefully they have internet there. So as I podcast there, and probably video, take some videos too and put it online. So
cool.
Yeah, I'll be covering that. So I wish you guys could change your mind, you make up your mind to go there to IBR, so I could see you guys.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of it's just up in the air right now, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay, so, thank you very much for being in the show.
Oh, no problem.
So, Jeff, any message or last words to our listeners?
Just wanted to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and thanks for tuning in. And to all my boys in Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Dallas, Tucson, wherever, those of you that made impacts on my life, thank you very much, and peace to everybody, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. So thank you very much, Jeff.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
I got some bear runs for you guys, or bear events. First is in Rome, Italy, on January 20th. It's called Subwoofer. Go to our website at bearsound.com. It's going to be the ultimate bear dance party. So check it out at bearsound.com. And next one is in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Mr. Ottawa Bear 2006. The second annual Mr. Ottawa Bear competition is scheduled for the weekend of January 20 to 22nd, 2006. Events include group dinner, bear pool party, social and dance, Sunday brunch, and Mr. Ottawa Bear competition. See the website for details and to register. The deadline is January 13th. Ooh, a few more days. But check it out at gayottawa.com/MOB. Next is Baron Paddy. I don't know how to pronounce this. It's in Hamburg, Germany. And what do they have? It's in German. I can't understand. Sorry. So just check out the website at nordbaron.de. The link will be on the website. Next event is in Anchorage, Alaska. It's called the Last Frontier Men's Club Arctic Heat Weekend from January 27th to 2006. Okay, the website is tlmfc.com. Join us for our annual Arctic Heat Weekend. Come dressed in theme on Saturday for a special door prize. The theme is In the Slammer. Oh, cute bears holding their mugshots here. Pretty cool. So check it out at tlfmc.com. The link's on the website. Next is Gear Bear in Bear Night, Albany. In Albany, New York, January 28th. I think this is a new club, new bear club by Jim Iompere. Probably one of these days I'll have him in the show. Check the event out at BearAlbany.com. Okay, let me read the description here. Gear Bear, come to Bear Night, Albany's second ever Bear Night, and wear your gear. Jock football, wrestling, rugby, cowboy kilts, uniform, flannel, bear, leather, and rubber. $5 drink special and munchies. Yeah, check them out at BearAlbany.com. Next is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, on January 29th, Sunday. It's Beef Dip, Mexico. We'll just check out the website for more info. It's beefdip.com. I think I told you guys about this before. But anyway, so let me tell you guys what happened this weekend, more about what happened this weekend, okay? So, Saturday, after watching Hostel, I hanged out at Sean's to kill some time because it's too early to go to the bars, and while hanging out, we saw Design on a Dime on HGTV. There's this woofy bear guy in the show. I could imagine guys jerking off while watching him cut wood and paint walls. He's hot. You should see him. Then I got to go to the bars. I went to Ripcord and met with Casey, Giles, and Ismail. Then after that, saw Charlie. Then we walked to JR's. And then from there, saw our friend Alvin. And then went to Montrose Mining Company. I saw Kip, you know, Scarab Bear, at the bar there, but I was too shy to say hi. Then I got to see some friends from the Montrose Softball League. It was fun seeing Jeff, Dean, Dan, Tom, and the other guys there. And I believe they all have bear profiles, okay? But I don't have time to look for them right now. Anyway, we went back to the Ripcord, met up with a few more guys from Houston Area Bears. It was a fun night. I was there until 1 a.m. Then, Sunday, brunch this morning at the Cadillac Ranch in Houston, I was talking to a couple of friends who didn't like Brokeback Mountain. You know, they're friends of ours, Michael and Alvin, from the Asians of Friends. They were the first ones to slam the movie. I mean, the first one I've heard who don't like the movie. Michael even said that he cried watching Free Willy 3. More than watching Brokeback Mountain. Okay. So, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, it kind of makes me wonder what their standards are for a good movie. So, what do you guys think? Did you guys like that movie? Did you guys like Brokeback Mountain? Well, send me an email and tell me what you guys think. Personally, I liked it. It depicts the reality of some people's lives. And, you know, a few episodes ago, Excalibur and I were talked about it. He's got reviews on that. Anyway, I also been told yesterday by a friend of ours who's about a new technology in condoms. It's called vibrating condoms. Right. If you try Googling it, go to vibrating condom, and then you'll get this link. But yeah, it's called undercovercondoms.com. But you can go ahead and Google it. It's funny because they're talking about a vibrating ring, you know, designed to enhance the intimate pleasure of both partners. You know, you slip it on, and it vibrates for 20 minutes. I think the ring part of the condom. So it's kind of interesting. So just Google it and you'll find it. Or you can go to undercovercondoms.com. They're not paying me to say this, but I'm just, it's just intriguing.
Nard, this is Excalibur. Happy friggin' birthday, mister. I hope you had a great day today, and I'll catch up with you soon, okay? Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you very much, Excalibur, for the birthday greeting. Yeah, it was my birthday last week, and I found out that there are a few people in Lev Journal who have the same birthday, like Kachor 34. Thank you for the birthday greeting, and I also have somebody posted my LJ Black Griot. as someone who has had to share his birthday with New Year's Day, great to hear you podcast about your similar experience. Well, belated happy birthday, Black Rio. And who else? My friend Justin in Oklahoma is JDTOKC. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed your weekend, and I hope 2006 brings you lots of fun. Thank you very much, Justin. And of course, I got an email, an LJ post also from Excalibur. Dude, why did I not find out until now that your birthday was today? Yeah, that was last week. He posted it last week. And yeah, thank you very much. And for the birthday greetings, everyone. And also, oh, Gare Bear. Yeah, Gare Bear also posted in the Frapper page. Thank you very much, Gare Bear. And well, speaking of Frapper page, there's another guy from Mount Freedom, New Jersey. He's Glenn. That's right. Oh, I think I told you guys about that the week before. Oh, there's Gareth Rowe. Greg from his name is Gareth. He's from Birmingham, England, United Kingdom. Wow, I have a listener in the UK. Wow. Okay, thank you very much, guys, for listening. Okay, I have here an email from Randy. He's from Minnesota. He's from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and he says, "I wanted to give you your kudos on your podcasts. They are very informative and show a lot of each individual's personalities. Also, thanks for showcasing the gentlemen / bitches at Beat Talk. We love Shannon, Jason, Kurt, Joel, who now has an iPod." Congratulations, Joel, for having an iPod. And Jeff, they're part of our community up here in the cities. Not to mention, they are hilarious. Yes, they are. They're very funny whenever I listen to them. Again, thanks for a great podcast, and I'm looking for more in 2006. Yes, we try to bring more. Now I'm visiting the webpage, and I got some posts in my episode 33 podcast. Okay, it's a message from Shannon. He's from BeatTalk. I'm still laughing out loud when I heard you read the bios from our website. They were meant to be funny, but I don't think that came across. Thanks for plugging our podcast. I'll send you a message when we update our bios page. Take care, Shannon. Thank you very much, Shannon, for posting. Yeah, I always listen to you guys. Here's another post from Zentinel. Hi there, Nard. Great podcast. I listen every week. What's your name on LJ? Oh, yes. Okay. I am BR Chase on LiveJournal. So if you have a LiveJournal account, you can just add me in. So you'll get updated with the latest episodes of Bear Podcast. Well, I guess that's it for now, guys. I would like to extend a special thanks to Jeff for being in the show, and also Excalibur for the birthday greetings and the voicemail, and everyone who sent their emails and comments on the website and in my LiveJournal account. Thank you very much for everyone for listening. My email address is bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. You can also visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com, or you can also leave a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. So just leave a voice message and I'll maybe be able to play your voicemail in the show. So I'll catch you again in the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
I've never done interviews.